Loima Misa teach us, Sha'afal Pisha Mekayomim. No, Hashem did not take away that you have a right to do the Averis. No, you still have to listen to the Sheva Mitzvahs. What Hashem did was, Sha'afal Pisha Mekayomim, even if you do the Mitzvahs, you do listen to the Sheva Mitzvahs, Eino Mekavim Aleim Schar, you will not receive any reward. That's what it means, Omar Vehitter. He got up and took away the reward that if a guy does his Sheva Mitzvahs, he will not receive any reward. That's what Hashem took away. He got so angry at them, since they were not listening to the Sheva Mitzvahs, so he made a new gzera that even if they will listen, no more reward.
But Rabbi, there are
rights. Let's see. Is that true? But Tanya, you learned. Hoy Rabbi Meir Oimer. Minayin, how do I know? Sha'afilo oyvei kechavim. A guy. The Yosik Patera. He's learning Torah. Shurka Kain Gadol. His mamash a chashuv, he's a good guy, and his mamash like a kohen gadol, whatever this means. So Tosfos speaks out, even though we know a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, a Jew is not allowed to teach a guy Torah. The Dashna, we had the Gemara, Tosfos says, Pirush, it means though, the Sheva Mitzvah Shohem. Here we're talking about they want to learn the halachas of their Sheva Mitzvahs, that they're allowed to. The Ilu Bishar Mitzvahs are meaning with the Mor Sanhedrin we had. That Oyvi Kechavim Oysik Patera Chayiv Misa. If a guy learns Torah, it's Chayiv Misa for it. Here the Gemara means, if a guy learns his Sheva Mitzvahs, that's a big thing, he can learn whole Chayshim Mishpat, he spent a lifetime doing it. He learns through the whole Chayshim Mishpat, to know his halacha, his gezel applies to a guy. So if a guy is oisig in Hilchas, Sheva Mitzvahs, it says he's mamash like a Kohen Gadol, which Shukuru would be mashma, he receives a lot of reward. Talmud the Pasuk says, Asher yasa oisam hodam, a person should do the mitzvahs, v'chai them, and live from them, he'll receive reward. So, Kahanim Levim Yisraelim Lenema. The Pasuk does not say, Ashayas Oysam Kayin Levi Yisrael, but Rad Eloh Adam. It says, Ashayas Oysam Ha Adam. Holomarat, here we learn out, Shafilu Evi Kechavim, the Isaac Batera, Harehu Kayin Gadol, that a guy, he's also called Adam. Adam refers to a guy also. And so he says, Mash Machal Evi Kechavim, Nami Kurin Adam. So, the Pasuk refers to a guy also. That if he learns Torah, does the mitzvahs, v'chai v'hem, he'll also receive reward. He's like a kohen gadol. So how could you tell me that Hashem took away their reward? So Gemara says, Elo, what it means to say is like this. Elo Leimlo comes to teach us like this. She'ein mekablam aleim schar kemitzuba v'yoysa, Elo kimi she'ein mitzuba v'yoysa. True, that if the goyim still do their mitzvahs, they'll receive some type of reward, just not as much as they would have received before when they were a mitzvah v'yoysa. If you're commanded to do something, you should know then the Eitzara stops you. Then you're afraid that something will hold you back. So therefore, if you do it, you receive more reward, whereas it's free for you. Eina mitzvah means it's up to you to do it. Nobody's stopping you. There's no Eitzara. It's easier to do. So therefore, you do not receive so much reward. Yom Rabbi Chanina. Godol ha-mitzvah v'yoysa, yoysa mishayna mitzvah v'yoysa. Somebody that's commanded, men that are commanded to do certain mitzvahs, they'll receive more reward if they do the mitzvahs, whereas ladies that are potter from the mitzvahs. A mitzvah says, is man grama, the nashim are potter, they're not a mitzvah v'yoysa. So even if they do it, they do not receive that much reward as a man that does it, because he's a mitzvah v'yoysa. And so he speaks to our Pirush, if they should do it, he's always worried, tamid levato yitzroi. Well, the kaiyim mitzvahs barai. Once you have a commandment to do it, the Eitzara has this job to stop you. Therefore, you have to fight the Eitzara. Whereas, if you're not commanded to do it, then it doesn't bother you so much. The Eitzara, it's easy to do it. There's not such a kunz. You don't receive that much reward. So that's what happened. After Hashem got angry at the goyim, the commandments are still there. Just the reward was limited to a person that's not a mesubah v'yosef. So still, the goyim are on the bottom hand. They have no tainus to Hashem. Ella rather had another summit that still came up. Ella kach oimrim oydik chavim lefanav ribanu shalom. They still complain to Hashem. Yisrael shekiblu heichikaimu. You're telling us that the Jews were mekabel. Listen to the Torah. Who said so? Who believes it? Maybe they didn't do it either. So Goyim saw that they couldn't gain. So the Goy trust. Let me at least take away. Let me at least ruin the Jews. Let me ruin it for the Jews. Hashem says back, no. I made them. Me, myself, I'll say this, that the Jews learned the Torah when they came to the mitzvahs. Shekaimu es ha-Torah kula. The Goyim said that to Hashem, no, nothing doing. Klum yesh av shemeid al-benoi, your apostle yedis. Can a father say this upon his son, your apostle yedis, Hashem? The pasuk says, "V'ni b'chari Yisrael," that Klai Yisrael is called the b'chor of Hashem. So we are the sons of Hashem. How can Hashem be Eidus? We're soon going to see your question, Mr. Amma. How can the Gemara talk about so much about this Goyim? What's going on here? We'll soon see. Yesh av shemeid al benoy. The Chassid pasuk says, "V'ni b'chari Yisrael." Omelam akadosh baruch hu. Omelam akadosh baruch hu. Omelam akadosh baruch hu. Shomayim v'oresh yidu. If so, let the Shemayim and the Oretz, let the skies and the earth, they'll come as Eidus that the Jews listen to the Torah. So Shekayimu as the Torah Kula. Oymu lefana. So the Goyim sit back to Hashem, nothing doing. Ribbono shel Olam, Shemayim v'Yoretz Nageyim v'Yedusim. They have something to gain by the status. They're a Nageya. It pertains to them. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, Im loyverisi yoyma v'layla chuka Shemayim v'Yoretz v'Samti. If I did not create a bris which has to do with Yom and Valayla, which now we're going to dash and goes on Limit HaTorah, the Yisub by Yom and Valayla, the mitzvah goes day and night, so B'schus HaTorah, that's what keeps the Shemayim Boros alive. The Yomar Hashem Ben Lakish, my Yisub, what does the Pasuk say? Vayere Vayivoike Yom HaShishi. What's the extra hey? The HaShishi? Malam, it comes to teach us, Shehistna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bracious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a condition when he first created the Shemayim and the Oretz. He put a condition and he said like this, B'yomar, Im Yisrael mekablam esat es tarosi, if Jews will accept my Torah, means and listen to it, be mekayim the Torah, then mutiv, then there'll be a Shemayim v'Oretz. But v'yim lav, if there will be 1 second in this world now, that nobody learns Torah, ani echzer eschem u'toy v'voyu, I'll take this world and put it back to waste, to nothing, toy v'voyu. So therefore, the Goyim time is good. The Shemayim Voritz, they can't come and say, Eidus, that the Jews did the Torah. For sure they'll say the Jews listen to the Torah, because they want to still be in existence. Because if it ever happened that the Jews did not learn Torah, there'll be no more Shemayim Voritz. The Shemayim Voritz is not Geyah B'Eidus. Good, you could ask that though, but it itself is Eidus. The fact that there's still a Shemayim Voritz, that itself is proof that they learned the Torah. The Goyim don't understand this. The Goyim wants to hear kosher atheists come and say that they did the Torah. Well, turns to this question, that the fact that the Shemayim Voritz is alive, that's the proof. The Einav made up the same thing, that they want to hear clearly. Maybe they'll hold that the fact they will mekabla then, that's what will always be a Shemayim Voritz. That's where the Goyim will interpret it. That as long as they once accepted the Torah, they'll be here forever. So there's no proof that they're still listening to the Torah now. Yeah. Right? Samara says, behind the Yom HaChizkiyah, what does the pasuk say? Mishmayim mishmata din, Eretz Yorah v'shokta. When the Shemayim will hear your din, the Eretz will fear, and v'shokta, they'll be calm. So the question is, if Yorah, if they're afraid, lo v'shokta, why would they be calm? V'im shokta, if they're calm and easy, lo v'yorah, why would they be afraid? Ella b'tchila yorah, at the beginning, the Shemayim Voritz was afraid whether the Jews will accept the Torah or not. Will I still be in existence or not? Well, if so, when they saw the Jews accepted the Torah, shocked to them, they felt better. So, Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answered back to the guy and listened. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikan Yavoy Yavidu. You want to hear Eidus? I'll let the guy in themselves wake up and say Eidus to you that the Jews were Makayim the Torah. Be Israel. I'll let the Goyim themselves wake up. You're Chosh of a Goyim. I is Goyim of Possibly Eidus, but for the Goyim themselves, it's not the Chosh. A Goy could tell another Goy. They wanted to hear from the Goyim. So, Shekaim was Torah Kula. Yavah Nimrod, the first one will be Nimrod. He was a big man by you. He'll say Eidus to you. He'll prove it to you. He'll say Eidus that Hashem did not worship the Avodah Zarah. Like we know, Nimrod wanted to kill Avram, but he threw him into the Yocasteel because he saw he was going to break down the Avodah Zarah. So you see, Avram did not worship the Avodah Zarah. And Yovai Lovan, your famous Lovan, let him come. Be'idu be'yakov, shvanechshad al-gezel. The famous Lovan, the Shver, he'll come and say this, that my son-in-law was clean and pure. He did not steal anything. Tovei eshes Potipharah. V'teyid be'yosef, shvanechshad al-aveira. That you see, Yosef did not do znus with an eshes ish. So she'll come and say this for us. Yovin Nebuchadnezzar, V'idu v'chanani mishol v'yazariah, so Yishtach will tell him, they did not bow down to the Telem. Yovin Drush, V'yayid b'dinio, did do what? Daryavish, right? V'idu b'dinio, shalai bitul esat tefillah, he didn't stop davening. Yovei Beldad Ashuche B'tzayfer Hanamosin V'lipat Atimoni V'liyo Ben Brachi Abuzin V'yidu Ben B'Yisrael Shekayim Moskola Torah Kula. All these good people will say Eidus that the Jews were Mekayim the Torah. Shinem it says Yitno Eidei of Yitzikum. Let them come and say Eidus, and the Yitzikum will say righteous for the Jews that we had before. So, okay, they lost out the Goyim. Not finished yet. Let's start over. So they finally agree that Hashem, you win us, you won us. We do not deserve any reward yet, because so far we were not Mekayim the Torah. They said, give us another chance though. Let's start over again. Let's start now from the beginning. Give us the Torah now. And we'll do the Torah. Ezom lana kodesh baruch hu shaitim, you fools, shabaylam. Mi shetorach vera Shabbos, yoicha b'Shabbos. You can't receive reward. You can't do mitzvahs now. Los alavai, yemaisa Mashiach. It's too late to do mitzvahs. You get paid if whoever worked on Friday will have the suddah to eat on Shabbos. But mi shetorach vera Shabbos, if you do not prepare your food on Erev Shabbos, me'echin yoicha b'Shabbos. How are you going to eat on Shabbos? There's a mashal. That's the life of this world. This world is hayom la'saisam. Now we do the mitzvahs and we'll get reward later. But later it's too late when a person dies. They can't do any more mitzvahs. Ela Hashem said, listen, I'm going to overlook everything. And mitzvah kala yeshli. I have one small, simple mitzvah. The sukkah shmo, its name is mitzvah sukkah. Lechu v'yasu. Go and do this mitzvah and let's see. I'll overlook everything. You don't deserve to have anything. I'll overlook you. We'll soon see why. Why Hashem is so nice. V'yasu, let me see you do this one mitzvah. So the question is, oh me, Moses, I'm not going to say like this that there'll be a mitzvah later. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, my decision was about to say, Asher anoichi mitzavucho hayoim. I'm commanding you today to do the mitzvah. So with Asher, hayoim lasayim. On this world today is the time to do mitzvahs and receive reward for it. But v'leilu machar, later when you die, when you leave this world, it's too late. You can't do mitzvahs anymore. You have to know, in this world right now, we have to worry about doing the mitzvahs. Not so much about receiving the reward. The reward will be in Olam Haba. So it's a good time. Now how could Hashem tell the Goyim, Lasad Lavoi, I'll give you one more chance. Ella, the answer for this whole Gemara is, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Vitrunyim Briyosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to have his Briyosef, his creatures, to have any type of complaints against him. Like Hashem now is teaching us Limud how pure and emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That he doesn't want the Goyim to have any little taina against him. This is loss of love. When they'll see the real truth, the real emes, they'll understand that every single thing that Hashem does is completely the truth. That's why the Gemara goes through this whole Gemara here to teach us this main point. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any tainas in Briyosef with his own creations. The Amai crystal good, so Hashem says, I'm still going to give you one more chance. He made an exception here. The Amai Korla Mitzvah Kala, why is Sukkah called a simple mitzvah? The Chura, we know Sukkah is not the easiest mitzvah. You have to go and build the Sukkah on top of your roof, and you have to eat there. It's not so easy. So why is it called a Mitzvah Kala? So Gemara says, Mishum Les Bechsar Kis. You do not lose out too much money. Which is also pretty hard to understand. Today a Sukkah costs you a good few hundred dollars. To get the right Sukkah, to get the right Tzach, to get the right furniture, and everything. Alright, so one simple is, you have to say at that time they used simple wood and it didn't cost that much. Our Pidrusha once wanted to tell you that the whole limud of Sukkot is, you leave all your produce you just brought in the house and go outside. As if teach us, the main points of this world is doing the mitzvahs. And just the other rabba. If you do mitzvahs, you don't lose that, that's the way you gain. Chsaron kiss means I lose money. You know what, you lose money, you buy some food, you lose money, you lost it. If you do a mitzvah with the money, you don't lose the money. You just gain double on it. You have a mitzvah now. It has no loss to you. That's the limud of mitzvah sukkah. But there's a limud here that by doing mitzvahs, there's no loss at all. You'll only gain on the deal 10 times more. So miyad, right away, okay, they got the chance, all the goyim. Kolechet v'yechot noitel v'hoylech v'yoyse sukkah v'reish gadoi. Imagine when the Gemara's times, the place they made the sukkah was on top of the roof. Gemara, sukkah's always like that. So all the goyim went out on top of that houses, on the roof, they build a nice sukkah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makdu Aleim Chama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that day, Yom Rishon, so Sukkis, the sun came out, mamash 125 degrees. But it's Kufas Tammuz, the sun came out beating hot, like the hottest day in Tammuz. And what happened? B'chol Echad V'Echad Mevayit V'Sukkosai, they gave a kick to the sukkah. Goodbye, Charlie. V'Yaitzeh, and they left. Nothing doing. I go in my air-conditioned house. I ain't going to be here. Now the pasuk says, "Ninatkos masvaseimo." They cut off their change. But nashdichu menal seimo. They throw off on them their change. So machtir. The question is, what did Hashem do here? Hashem made it so hot. I've amati. Just Hashem is saying, "Ain't a kodesh baruch hu bo b'tronim b'yosef." Because Rav does not want the Goyim to have complaints against me. Of course, this is the biggest complaint. You gave me a mitzvah, and then you made it a hot like anything. I can't accept it. Mishum, Samar says, yeah, what kind of Mishum, the Yisrael Nami. Samar says, no, it was by Jews also. Here in L.A., sometimes it was 110 on Sukkot. A few years ago, we had 110 degrees on Sukkot. Yisrael Nami, Zimni, Dimash, Cholut, Kufas, Tamiz, Ad Chagot.